The review show on the Anfield Wrap after Liverpool 0, Real Madrid 1. Dan Morgan, Neil Acton, Sean Rogers for one last dance. We'll start where we start, lineups and approaches. Neil, I'll come to you. So, the first thing I think is worth noting that, and none of this is excuse worthy, obviously, and you can say none of it's excuse worthy because arguably Liverpool deserve to win the game, but preparation felt massively impacted on this one. From what happened against Wolves up until the minute kickoff eventually came, and we know the reasons for that. But this didn't feel like the others. This didn't feel like Liverpool had the space to actually get a full preparation in for this game, the way in which they did for Tottenham, say, where they went to a different camp, they went away. Same for Madrid in 2018. I felt like this one was one in which the prep for the game felt a little bit rushed, and I think they were juggling a few things in terms of where players were at, obviously injury, but also fatigue.
Yeah, I think I think that sort of comes through in his approach, in that I think he almost just wants to bounce them into being really, really good. So I think if you look back at some of his selections at times this season in different games, I think he's picked teams for phases, especially when he's had five subs, but not just then. I think he's always had the idea of, and then we will make change X. And I think in this, he wants to play every card early. He wants to play every card first. And, you know, a really good example of that is Inter away. I think Inter away is it's a great example of him phasing a game over the course of this season and seeing out various periods and deciding when we're going to get on top and then changing it when it begins to go badly wrong. In there, there's loads in that. In that, you know, if Liverpool, you know, if the one that Courtois tips onto the post bounces back, hits his back and goes in, and it's Liverpool 1-0, then I think it's every chance it's Liverpool 2-0 by half time. And then from there, we're talking about, well, he got that right. Mm. And this is the really, really fine margins. And one of the things that's really hard, I think, about talking about the match in the round, both in terms of the initial approach and decisions made by the manager and then everything else, is, you know, where Liverpool finding a way to go 1-0 up. And then everyone's talking about Liverpool's maturity and how much they've learned from 2018 and how this is a different Liverpool side now and they manage the moments really well. If Liverpool score first in the game and win it, which I think if Liverpool had scored first in the game at any point, I think they would have gone on and won it. From the way in which it plays out, and that was always Madrid's punches chance.